At the NAAA convention, I am speaking with Andrew Moore. And Andrew, you're the staff leader for this group. Let's hear a little update about how things are going with the organization.
Things are going well. It was a good season in 2010 compared to 2009. We don't have statistics back yet from the FAA on total aerial application hours that were flown, but I think it's going to be a good season in terms of number of hours flown. If you base it on turnout of our convention this year, we probably haven't seen the number of room nights, the number of pre-registrations, number of exhibitors all break records since at least since we have records from the mid to early 90s. So we're optimistic about what's going to happen next year as well in terms of economic activity for the association.
So what are the types of things that you're doing or will be working on as we look ahead to next year for these guys?
Sure. Well, we're going to be pretty active on monitoring things in Washington. We are facing some pretty stringent regulations in the form of NPDES permits, a pesticide general permit that is forthcoming from the EPA. We thought it was going to be out this month. Looks like it's going to be delayed to next month. But based on a Sixth Circuit Court decision back in 2009, by April 9th of 2011, pesticide general permits will have to be obtained by pesticide applicators for certain types of applications. So that's something that we're monitoring. We're trying to keep the burdens away from our industry by trying to influence the permit. We're trying to actually even pass legislation so FIFRA has primacy so that no permits are pesticide general permits, water permits are required for pesticide applications. So that tops the issue. We're dealing with a federal debt and deficits that are ballooning, and there's federal research programs that we like for agricultural research and aerial application research technology program. We want to make sure that continues to be funded. We want to make sure that they don't implement user fees for takeoffs and landings for aircraft, something that's been proposed. But with federal debt increasing, we're going to have to monitor tax increases and user fee implementation so that it doesn't burden our guys from a financial standpoint.
Well, the theme of the convention here is Stewards of the Sky, and I think it's probably a very appropriate one in describing how your members feel and take care of the job that they're doing, right?
Yes, absolutely. We believe through the use of our educational programs, increasing professionalism in our industry through education, through technologies, the development of new drift reduction technologies to make sure that the applied materials is targeted exactly where it's supposed to go and nowhere else. We're being proactive and being stewards of the sky. We're implementing our own stewardship programs and professional programs so that we're trying to keep the government out of our business, because we think we're doing a good job. And I think our statistics from an accidents in terms of mitigating aerial application accidents, mitigating aerial application drift incidents are helping in that regard.
Well, speaking of education, we had BASF, one of the sponsors here, announced or presented a couple of scholarships. How would you describe, from an educational standpoint, do you see that there are young people that are looking to come into this field?
Well, we appreciate programs like BASF's in terms of, they're a very committed partner to the aerial application industry, and they actually came to us with wanting to do something to move our industry in an even more positive direction. And one thing what we're looking at is making sure that we have a young generation to take over. I think the average number of experience for an ag pilot is about 25, 26 years. So, you know, those guys before long are going to think about slowing down and letting the next generation take over. So we want to make sure we have new blood in this industry. And so we came up with the idea of a scholarship program. And BASF is generously donating money for an educational program so that pilots throughout the country, sponsored by an NAAA operator member, aerial application business member, will apply. And if they show good signs of professionalism and commitment to the industry, then they'll be awarded a scholarship to help them for their pilot training.
Wonderful. Well, anything else about NAAA and what you guys are doing that you'd like people to know?
Well, you know, aerial application is a vital part of modern agricultural production. And when we're looking at 40 more years, we're going to have 2.2 billion more people on this planet, 9 billion more people on Mother Earth in by 2050. And modern agricultural production is going to be the way to feed and to clothe and to produce bioenergy, to fuel all of Earth's inhabitants. And without having to plow under sensitive forests and wetlands, which are key carbon sequestering land masses, it's modern agriculture is the way for us to provide agriculturally. And aerial application is an important component of that. One of the key component in terms of you're not disrupting the crop. It's the fastest way to treat a crop. You can treat aerially in rolling hills and wet fields where other forms of application can't. So it's going to be a key component going forward, maybe even a more important component going forward in the future. So we're very optimistic from a demographic and an economic standpoint. We really have to keep an eye on educating regulators and legislators to make sure that they take that into effect, because we are a little concerned of some of the policies that are coming out right now.
Well, I think everybody's got a little bit of concern since we're going to have essentially a new Congress here after the start of the year. Well, thank you very much, Andrew Moore. And from the NAAA convention, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.